You're listening to More Perfect Marketing, the show for business owners and entrepreneurs always on the lookout for smart marketing ideas to keep their business moving forward. And now, here's your host, David Baer.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of More Perfect Marketing. My name is David Baer. Today I'm chatting with Danny Decker, who's going to be sharing insights into a new project that he's been developing over the last several months, maybe a year, I'm not sure, called Automatic Marketing Machine. As we were just chatting before I hit record, there's a lot of really cool stuff in here that I'm super excited to be sharing with you. And a lot of stuff that I know really, really well because it's the kind of stuff I do, which makes me even more excited to share it with you. So before we dive into some of the detail, let me welcome Danny. Welcome.
David, thank you so much. I am excited to be here. I'm even more excited now than I was before, now that we chatted for a couple minutes, and I think we're very much on the same wavelength. So it is a privilege to be here, and I'm excited about this.
Indeed. So, okay, I want to sort of set the scene, because what I know of you, you have spent time in the marketing agency world. You built an agency, you built a fairly substantial agency, and then you exited that business. In fact, I think if I remember correctly, the first book that you wrote was about the growth of your business. Maybe we can touch on that a little bit. It's called Marketing Simplified, How I Built a Seven-Figure Business and How You Can Too. Like, who wouldn't want to know that? But I kind of want to know the backstory of what brought you into the marketing world in the first place. And if you'll indulge me for a moment, I wonder if we can sort of go way back to something that I read about in an email that I just received from your team announcing your new book, where it mentioned your place of birth, which seems a little bit unexpected based on where you're now living in North Carolina.
Yeah, I would love to have that conversation. So I was actually born in Minnesota, but when I was 5 years old, my parents joined a mission organization and moved our family to West Africa, in Liberia specifically. And I do mention that in the book, The Automatic Marketing Machine. And if I can take a second to just kind of share the story, there is actually a whole lot of relevance to our approach to marketing. And the two may seem like there's no connection there, but there is. So when I grew up in West Africa, one of the immediate things that you can't help but notice is just kind of the overwhelming poverty across most of the continent. Mm-hmm. And when you really dig deep into it, one of the primary root causes is that most villages in Africa don't have easy access to clean, safe water. And because you need water to live, obviously, what ends up happening is that the primarily women spend anywhere from 2 to 8 hours a day walking back and forth to the river, gathering water to meet their daily needs. And so it's an incredible loss of productivity, right? You're taking half of your workforce and you're basically saying you need to spend your time just walking back and forth to the river to get us clean water. UNICEF estimates that it's about 25 billion hours of lost productivity worldwide every single month because people are walking back and forth gathering water. Mm. And so one of the things that organizations are doing to combat that is creating modern water delivery systems, right? Building water tanks, building pumps, building wells, building pipes, building faucets, so that people in these villages can now just go turn a faucet and get the water that they need when they want it and don't have to spend all day thinking about it. And so that in and of itself is kind of, it's definitely an eye-opening experience. But the connection we make in this book is that is basically what your average small business owner is doing when it comes to their marketing. The average small business owner does not have an automatic source of new prospects and new clients and new customers to their business. And because they don't have that supply of clients and customers and prospects, they are spending a significant amount of their mental energy, their time, a third of their week, half of their week, just on that constant hunt for the next new client. And because they are spending all their time doing that. They don't have the time to scale their business. They don't have the ability to turn down work from prospects that they shouldn't be working with, right? Because their whole life is about that desperate search for the next new client. And just as villages in Africa are transformed when they have access to running water, I have seen time and time again that small businesses are totally transformed when they create an automatic supply of leads and prospects, so they don't have to spend all day, every day, just thinking desperately about where is that next new client coming from.
I love this analogy because it's really, you know, sort of reminds us that there is a proven way of doing things. Like there's knowledge that exists out there in the world that for some communities, whether it's a small village in Liberia or a small business in, you know, Des Moines, that there's somebody else who has figured it out and has actually built the solution. It just hasn't been introduced to, you know, that corner of civilization yet. And so, you know, this is sort of a great way to understand the opportunity that sits in front of a small business is, hey, look, you don't need to figure this out yourself. Somebody else has already figured it out and it can get installed into your existence and immediately, you know, increase your productivity, increase the targeted nature of, you know, what you want to be doing, but haven't figured out how to do yourself yet. Right. And so much more.
And to your point, imagine if, you know, every village in Africa tried to totally reinvent and re-engineer the process of getting water from the river through the pipes to their faucet, just try to do that from scratch. Like, of course it's ridiculous. There's a proven, we know how to create plumbing. Like, we know how to do that. So why would you reinvent it each time? And yet that is exactly, to your point, that is exactly what most business owners are doing when it comes to their marketing. They're reinventing the wheel rather than, you know, going to a proven blueprint.
So you say, you know, plumbing was already invented. In fact, it was invented even, you know, longer ago. This was an ancient Roman thing. And I remember, I'm trying to remember when this was. It's probably in the early 2000s when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was the president in Liberia. And she left Africa and went and paraded around the rest of the world saying, you know, let's take advantage of the advancements in other cultures and introduce them to, you know, to our continent. So you're absolutely right. I mean, taking proven solutions and applying them in places where they have yet to be applied is a great idea.
And what I think makes it tough, unfortunately, for the average small business owner is the average small business owner is not a marketing expert themselves, right? They are busy running a business. And unfortunately, as we both know, there are some really great marketing agencies out there. And unfortunately, there are plenty of marketers that aren't all that great. And maybe even a lot of contradictory messages out there. And so your average small business owner doesn't know where to turn, right? And that's a problem I know you're well aware of, David, but that is kind of our core reason for writing the Automatic Marketing Machine too, is we believe that the average small business owner isn't getting great advice from their marketing agencies, from their marketing vendors. And we wrote the book to kind of provide them a blueprint.
So there's a couple of, and I would hasten to add that, you know, there's a lot of small businesses that don't even use or utilize an agency or a provider, that they go to, you know, some knowledge base, like, I don't know, YouTube, learn it themselves and apply kind of a incomplete approach to marketing. Or worse yet, they go to whoever happens to sell marketing or advertising in their local area, the money mailer representative or Valpak representative, the radio station, you know, salesperson, and they don't really get a full range of what marketing is all about too.
Bingo, totally agreed. And The way I see that issue is that your average marketing agency or marketing vendor, they specialize in a few things, right? Maybe they're an SEO agency, or maybe they are a Facebook ads agency, but they have kind of a sweet spot, right? They have a few tools. But the problem is, if all you have is a hammer, every problem looks like a nail, right? And so the small business owner goes and talks to the person that sells Facebook ads, and that agency sells them on Facebook ads, whether or not that's the right solution for that specific business. And so we get the situation where rather than creating a marketing plan kind of objectively and then go finding the right vendors to execute it, they just go to the vendors who then give them a plan which may or may not actually be what the client needs. And that's kind of the fundamental problem. That's why you have to have a blueprint before you start building the house, right?
Totally. And so, you know, one of the things that I think a lot of businesses don't think thoroughly about when it comes to this blueprint is the idea of what differentiates them from everybody else who does what they do. And by thinking about that, you actually answer a lot of the questions that I think helps a business be more effective, more efficient, more targeted, et cetera, in their marketing. Can you speak a little bit to that?
Yeah, 100%. And I think, David, it all starts with how well do you know your customers, right? How well, as a business owner, how well do you know your customers? And everybody says, when you ask them that question, oh, like I can, my customers are between the ages of 20 and 35 and they live in this zip code, right? But that's only scratching the surface, right? That's demographics. But how well do you know your customers on a deeper level? Do you know what keeps your customers awake at night? Do you know, do you know what your customers are aspiring for in their lives? Do you know what their hopes and their dreams for the future are? And when you get deeper, and we can talk, there's some cool exercises that are, in my opinion, quite easy to do that. And we can talk about that if you want to. But when you get deeper and understand what your potential customers are really looking for, then all of a sudden, developing your unique selling proposition and developing your messaging gets a lot easier, because ultimately your messaging isn't about how great your business is, right? Like, I'm not telling the world how great my business is, but customers don't care about that. They have their own life. They have their own problems that they need a solution for. And so effective marketing speaks to their problems and their pain points, not how great the business is. I work with a lot of lawyers and you know, they're proud of the law schools they attended, and they're proud of the awards that they win. And that's all good stuff. But I always tell them, sorry to tell you this, but your clients don't actually care. Like, your clients don't care where you went to law school. They don't care about the awards you won. They care about how you can help them solve a problem and get to a better future. And so that's a roundabout way of answering your question. That to me is where you start with differentiation. It's knowing your customers and knowing their problems and knowing their pain points and understanding what they're trying to do with their lives.
I love this idea. And I, you know, I was thinking about another book that sounds somewhat similar to your first book's title that Donald Miller wrote, called Marketing Made Simple, which really, you know, makes this case as well, which is understanding, you know, the audience and speaking to the audience about, you know, what they're experiencing and what they need resolved, and then putting your business in front of them and saying, and here's, and we can address that, and here's how. I saw a little smile on your face when I brought that book up.
Yeah, well, so what's funny, I get a kick out of that because I'm a big Donald Miller fan. And I read StoryBrand soon after it came out and was a big fan of that. And then wrote my first book, Marketing Simplified. And then about 3 months later, I saw that he announced a book called Marketing Made Simple. And I was like, all right, I think I'm on the right path here. Because I'm a big fan of Donald Miller. And so I always get a kick out of that. But mine came first. You can look it up.
Excellent. That's good to know. And a nice claim to be able to make. So cool.
In fact, I like to think In fact, I like to think that he wanted my title, but then saw that it was already taken, so he had to go with it with a different one. That's how it works in my head. That's the story.
That, I think that makes perfect sense. So I'm going to go with that story too. All right. So this is something that is. I'm trying to remember when this idea first came about. There was an advertising guy back in the 50s or 60s named Rosser Rees. And he came up with this term, which we now use on a regular basis in our marketing nomenclature, called the unique selling proposition, right? Other people say Jay Abraham came up with it, but no, Rosser Rees came up with it. And that's really what we're talking about here. Can you sort of explain this concept?
Yeah, it's the idea that you've got to have a clear point of differentiation that makes your business different than all of your competition. I love the way Dan Kennedy, who is a source that I've learned a lot from, kind of presents this, which is, you've got to have a compelling answer anytime your potential customer says to themselves, why should I choose to do business with you instead of every other option available to me, including the option to do nothing? And to me, that's the most concise definition of a unique selling proposition. What is the critical argument of why a customer should choose to do business with you versus every other option? And unfortunately, where most business owners go with that is cheaper, right? They say, well, you should choose me because I'm cheaper. Or sometimes they say, well, you should choose me because my processes are better, or because I went to a better law school, or because I won all these awards. All of which misses the point that I touched on a minute ago, which is your USP needs to tell your customers what's in it for them. Like, how do you make their life better?
The whole cheaper thing, this is we're going to open a can of worms, and then I'll limit the amount of time we focus on this. But when you're positioning, right, there's a book, very famous book, which was called Positioning, written by a couple guys named Al Reese and Jack Trout. And in that book, one of the things that they make very, very clear is it's impossible to position based on price. And yet every business attempts to do this, which is what you just, pointed out, try to be cheaper, right? I say impossible. I can only think of one business that has really successfully gone out and marketed themselves this way, and that's Walmart. But aside from Walmart, and yeah, we understand that Amazon does it because, the prices seem to be low. They're not always. But their argument is that in order to properly position, you need to position on something to which there is an antecedent, to which there is an opposite. I'm this and the other guys are that, right? And price is not something that you can easily identify that has an antecedent.
Yeah. That makes total sense to me. And I would also, the idea of, Walmart and there are probably some other businesses that have, positioned themselves in that way. But the key difference, David, is they're not small businesses, right? If you're building a small business and you have figured out how to have a supply chain that's every bit as efficient as Walmart, and you can really truly get the lowest, most effective, you can master that side of the game. Sure, build your business that way. But your average small business owner has nowhere near those types of resources. And so lowering their price is just a race to the bottom. And so I would just totally agree with you that the average small business owner should be spending their time thinking about, how can I raise my price points and justify my price points and get to a point where I am the premium, a premium price leader in their category, right? And because that's for a small business, that's where there's margins, right? When you can charge a premium price, and then all of a sudden you can afford to invest more money in marketing because your customer value is worth more than your competition's customer value, that's when things get fun. So I would completely agree trying to compete by lowering your prices is just not the way to go.
Okay, so we've been talking about this in the context of the blueprint. I want to get back to that because I think that there's a valuable lesson that's about to come up, which is what you need to have in place to be able to then take all of this stuff and create, you know, the title of your new book and the focus of what you do is all about making things automatic, right? How do you do that from where we've been talking about? What are the, can you connect the dots between where we've been talking about sort of positioning and focus of a business and building some automation?
Yeah. So, and I want to say two things about that. The first is automation obviously is a critical part of any marketing strategy today, right? And it's cheaper and easier than it's ever been. There are tools out there as simple and cheap as, you know, MailChimp and Constant Contact that allow you to do automated email follow-up and things like that. And that's super important. And every business needs to be doing it. And we can talk more about what that should look like. But our title of the book, when we're talking about the automatic marketing machine, we're actually talking about that in a level up above just automation. Our vision, so it's a marketing book, right? But what it really is a mindset book. And we want business owners to have the vision of building an automatic marketing machine, which is a collection of marketing campaigns and marketing staff and automation, right? It's a collection of tools, but what it ultimately delivers to the business owner is a steady supply of qualified leads. And when you have that steady supply of qualified leads, that changes everything because now you have the confidence to, you can project your cash flow, you can invest in your team, you can invest in equipment. Maybe the most important part, which I feel like people don't talk about enough, just generally speaking, is when you have a steady pipeline, you have the confidence to say no to bad clients, right? People who aren't a good fit, whether it's because they are price sensitive, whether it's because they're just jerks and they're going to treat you and your staff badly, whatever the case may be. But we've all been there when you're hurting for business, you feel like you have to take every engagement, even if this guy's got a lot of red flags. So the automatic marketing machine, and really the reason we titled it that is because that is what Arjun and myself want. How we want business owners to think about marketing. It should be a system of people and processes and automation that deliver a steady supply of prospects and leads to their business. And it's very possible. And in the book, we have a blueprint for how to make it happen.
I love that. And I was, as I was bringing up this point, I was trying to phrase it so I avoided saying the word automation. Because as you pointed out, automation suggests software and technical things. But the concept, as I hear what you're saying, is, and I believe this to be the case, there's a lot of stuff that is manually done, but can be done automatically, right? That is tangibly, physically done. I mean, I imagine just like me, you're still a proponent of this thing called direct mail. Mm-hmm. Which, right, is incredibly, probably more effective now than it's been in a long time because there's so little competition, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So that's possible to be automated, but it's not delivered on a computer.
Right. And I love that you brought it up that way because that is kind of the central point is that automation is one way to create this thing, but I have yet to see a fully automated marketing department that just does everything automatically, right? Building a successful marketing, marketing for your business requires people, right? It requires a team. It sometimes requires freelancers and vendors and agencies, and it requires automation. So I'm not trying to tell people that, hey, listen, there's a software program that you can go out there and buy that is going to solve all this for you. What I'm trying to tell them is, if you have the right blueprint, you can assemble a team, which includes some staff, which maybe includes some outside vendors, which maybe includes some automation that can deliver all of the prospects and the leads that you need. And it can all happen without your personal manual labor, but somebody's got to do some work.
I have a partner who often describes this in the following way. And I really love this image, right? That to be efficient and to be able to scale a business, you need to have systems. And once you have systems, you need people to manage and run the systems, right? So, and which is exactly what you're talking about. I had a conversation with one of our employees the other day who was trying to build a sophisticated software-based automation. And I wanted a certain thing to happen. I don't recall the specifics. And he said, well, that's not possible. I'm hooking this up to Zapier and Keep and trying to get them all to talk to each other. And what you want just can't happen. I said, well, yes, it can. What you need to do is create an automation inside of one of these software tools, Keep in this case, that sends you a notification to tell you to do something. Right. Which was automatic, but it wasn't all being done without the involvement of a human being.
Bingo. You know, in my last agency, we had something similar. We developed a shock and awe package, right? Mm-hmm. So when a new lead came in through one of our landing pages, not only did we like send them a PDF digitally, but my team actually put together this box, right? That had some cool, it had a book, it had some just really cool materials, and physically put it in the mail and shipped it off to them. And it worked exactly the way you just described, right? They got a notification, but yeah, then they had to spend 15 minutes putting the box together, writing the prospect's name, signing it, and sticking it in the box to get picked up. So I love that you approach it that way, because just to think that everything can be completely automated is naive, right? There's a lot of stuff you can automate, but it also, a mature marketing system requires people, and there's some manual work involved, and that's fine. It just shouldn't be the business owner doing the work, because then they are stuck doing the work and they can't scale their business.
You know, there is so much more that I know I can learn from you, and I'm excited for the book's release, which is happening sort of mid to late April 2022. And so I know I'll have my hands on it. I'm not sure when we're posting this episode, but it's probably just around that time. So if you're listening, we'll make sure to have a link over to Amazon where you can go grab that. We like to keep things short and concise, and that means that we're not going to cover everything that we need to in this conversation, which means we have to find a time to have you come back for a further conversation. But if there's one or two things that you kind of want to leave the audience with when it comes to the concepts behind the automatic marketing machine and what's, you know, possible for a small business when they think differently, what would you say?
That is a really good question. The most important piece of advice that anyone out there who owns a small business that I would have for them is you have to know your customer. You have to know your customer at a deep level. We on our website, which is automaticmarketingmachine.com, we have a resource. I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically, if you go to our website and then go to the free resources tab, we have a worksheet that you can download to basically just get clear on who your ideal client is and start creating some messaging that's going to be attractive to that ideal client. So I hesitate to try to sum it all up in one short answer, but the single most important piece of advice I have for most small business owners is that you have to know your customers, and you probably have to know them a lot better than you currently know your customers.
It looks like it's the messaging worksheet that you were referring to. And kudos to you for demonstrating on this website exactly what I think any business owner who has a web presence ought to be doing. Well, web presence or not, which is that you have all these really cool resources. And when somebody wants to access them, what do they have to do?
Simply go to automaticmarketingmachine.com and plug in your email address. I think that's where you're going with this.
That's where I was going with it. Absolutely.
Address, right?
Yeah. And yeah. that's key. And you demonstrate it really well, which is that you're giving people an opportunity to learn a little bit more from you, benefit from whatever instructive value you have to provide them. And then my expectation is in the brief time that we've spent together, I'm pretty sure that you're going to follow up and share more opportunities to offer them assistance and help in whatever Bingo. It is that they're
exactly
trying
right.
to accomplish.
And you'll like it then when, and we'll be sure to send you a copy of the book, by the way. The book is, I think this is something that's kind of cool and I haven't really seen other people doing it yet. We have a ton of these resources linked via QR codes in the book.
Oh, brilliant.
So
that's
how we actually built out this resource library. As we're writing the book, we're like, oh, we need to give them a tool for that. We need to give them a tool for that. So this book is actually packed with free bonus materials, all accessed through the QR codes, like you just said. So we try to practice what we preach. Two chapters in the book are all about lead generation. We talk about lead magnets. And so we're trying to practice what we preach.
I love it.
So I appreciate it. That you recognize that.
Absolutely. Well, Danny Decker, this has been really great. We'll make sure that folks head over to automaticmarketingmachine.com. We'll also leave a link to the book. And I look forward to seeing your name on my calendar for a subsequent conversation, because I know that there's so much more that we can discuss together.
I cannot wait, David. I really appreciate it.
Indeed. Folks, this has been another episode of More Perfect Marketing. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. And if you know anyone who could benefit from listening to this episode or any other episode, please send them our way. All right. Take care.
You have been listening to More Perfect Marketing. For a collection of 26 smart marketing cheat sheets to help you master your marketing, please visit getdavidsgift.com. That's getdavidsgift.com. Once again, thanks for listening to More Perfect Marketing.